Welcome to the Moonlight of Emuna, Parsha Shmini, Parshas HaChodesh. This week's learning should be Schus for Fushlem, for Charamash, Basvil, Shishmol, Shazam, Vichavachav, Menach Mordech, Benafira, and Lilishmas, Henya, Basichil Mechel, and Ratzabas, Menach Mendel. So we have the two Parshas, Parsha Shmini and Parshas HaChodesh. Parsha HaChodesh is we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the entree into the season of Pesach, of Nisan. We know that that Chodesh Nisan, back in Parshas Boy, when Hashem gives Moshe the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, this month will be for you, Rosh Chodeshim. This is a month that is, this is the head month. This is a month that there's something new. The word Chodesh itself includes the idea of new. Chodesh means Chodesh, something new. It's a renewal, it's a refreshing, and that's all connected. And we see even the first Rashi on the Parsha, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, Rashi says, Shmini LeMiluim, it was the eighth day of the Miluim. We know that for the last 7 days of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the eighth day? Who? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Parsha Shmini is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shmini is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shehukam HaMishkan Bayom, that was the day that Moshe set up the Mishkan. And then, okay, fine. And he goes on to explain, and that's what the Parsha talks about, what happened on that eighth day. So we see this very obvious connection. Sometimes we try to connect the different themes of the week, but this time, Parsha Shmini and Parsha Chodesh, very clear connection. And so as we mentioned, there's a very strong idea of renewal. This concept of renewal, Chodesh Nisan, is renewal. We know that Pesach is the, in Chodesh Nisan, Pesach is the Yontif of freedom. It's the Yontif of Emunah. It's referred to as the Yontif of Emunah. Matzah is considered the bread of Emunah. So we have to understand these concepts and what our job is with the approach of this month. This Shabbos, we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're going to lay in Parsha Chodesh. We're laying Parsha Shmini. What does all that mean for us? What's our job with all of these things? So first, just on a simple level, we know that the Chodesh Nisan always falls in the spring, right? The Gemara says that it has to be worked out so that it falls in the spring. And spring is a time, you know, in the winter the world seems dead. The trees don't have any flowers, there's nothing growing. Chodesh Nisan is that time of renewal. It's a time when the world comes back to life, and Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to perform Tchias HaMesim, hopefully it'll be this year, in Chodesh Nisan. And Nisan's the month of redemption, right? B'Nisan Nigalu v'Nisan Asidim Ligal, that in Nisan we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, and the future redemption will be in Nisan, may it be this year. So we see that it's a month of renewal. It's a month of coming back to life, of the world coming back to life. And we even see that on Pesach we switch from saying Mashivaruch Mered Geshem to Mered Tal. Mashivaruch Mered Geshem is strong winds that you need in the winter time, but when things are growing, we need Tal. Tal is a gentle dew. It's the dew, but it's also Chazal tell us it's also the Tal of Tchias HaMesim, that Hashem will bring the Jewish people will bring the world back to life with Tchias HaMesim, Emetz Hashem, with dew. We know that Chazal tell us that tzaddikim b'misasin krim chayim, that a tzaddik, even when he's dead, is considered alive. And a rasha, rishon b'misasin b'chayim krim mesim, that a rishon, even when they're dead, even when they're alive, they're considered dead. So which tells us that we have the option of whether we're considered dead or alive. Based on how we live our lives are considered a dead life or a living life. So Nisan, this chodesh, Rosh Chodeshim, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, this Chodesh is for you. This renewal, this time of renewal is for you. It's for us to renew ourselves. We know that Rabbi Nachman famously said that age, whether a person's old or young, has nothing to do with their physical age. You can have a very old person who's young, and you can have a very young person who's old. It's a question of how they approach his life. A young person always takes on new challenges, always takes on new things, constantly renews themselves, refreshes themselves. But a person who's old means it is what it is. We have that option, no matter what our biological age is, to always be young, to always look for new ways to renew ourselves, to be mechadish ourselves, to make this HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. We spoke about in the Shir Monday night, in the Nesiv HaShalom Shir, that The idea of Pesach, the concept of Pesach is every year it's a renewal of our vows with Hashem. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem chose us as His nation, and we chose Hashem as His God. Right? That's why we spoke over there the famous idea from the Kedushas Levi. If you want to listen to that shir, it's available online on the Hashemina website. But the Kedushas Levi famously says that in the Torah and in davening, when the Torah talks about the Yontif of Pesach and in davening, the Torah refers to it as Chag HaMatzis. Chag HaMatzis. We refer to it as Pesach. We, everybody in our vernacular, refer to it as Pesach. And the question is, why the difference? And he explains, the Kedush Levi explains, and the Shiva Shalom delved into this more deeply, if you could listen to that shir, but that Hashem is referring to it as Chag HaMatzis. The Torah refers to it as Chag HaMatzis because Matzis indicates our commitment to Hashem. Our commitment to Hashem in that we left Mitzrayim, 3 million people that walked out of Mitzrayim into a desert with nothing but a little bit of dough on their backs, right? They had a little bit of matzah with them. They had no idea what they're going to eat. They're going into the desert. There are no stores, no supermarkets, and they trusted, they followed Hashem. And Hashem says, I remember that, I look at that, and I remember that fondly. And the Jewish people refer to Pesach because Pesach represents the fact that Hashem, when Hashem killed all the firstborns of Mitzrayim, he hopped over, Pasach, he Pasach al-Batei B'nai Yisrael. He hopped over, he skipped the houses of the Jewish people. That's why Hashem chose us as His nation. So Pesach, the original Pesach, and every Pesach since, is the commitment, and we explained in that shir that it was the Erison, it was like the engagement of Hashem and the Jewish people. It was that time, it was the falling in love between Hashem and the Jewish people. And every year, we relive that. This is the month, Chodesh Nisan, right? The story of Pesach starts with Hashem telling Moshe about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. That's the beginning, that's the hischadshus, that's the renewal of our relationship. You know, sometimes you have in a marriage, a husband and wife were madly in love with each other, but as time goes on, they get busy. There's issues with parnasa. There's the problems with the children. Things they lose sight of the fact. They still deep down they still love each other, but they lose sight of the fact, and they argue and other things. So, but comes their anniversary, they reconnect. They reconnect, they remind themselves about what it was like when they fell in love. This is the idea of Pesach. We're recommitting, we're refreshing, we're renewing our relationship with Hashem. And that's why Pesach is the yantav of Emunah. Emunah means that we remember, we get back to the basics. We go back to the basics. We reconnect with our basic simple Emunah. You know, during the year, during the week, it's sometimes hard to remind ourselves about our Emunah. That we have to go to work, we have to do things, we forget about our commitment to Emunah. But on Pesach, the whole yantav of Pesach is about Emunah. Even if you think about the story of Pesach is all about the entire story is about a Pesach, is about a Muna. We see this, that when Moshe first comes to Paray, what does Paray say? Paray says, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyle. Who is this Hashem that I should listen to what he's saying? Right? It's a denial of Amunah. The whole story of Mitzrayim is a denial of Amunah. Right? Mitzrayim, they relied on the Nile River. The Nile River rose, it watered their crops. It was the place that needed the least Amunah in the world, because the laws of nature in Mitzrayim kept the economy going. They didn't feel the need to look to Hashem. And Pari starts off by saying, I don't know who this Hashem is. And what's Hashem's response? The ten makas. The ten makas were not just as we thought about it as children, and maybe some of us continue with our childish view of the makas, that it was just a way of Hashem to beat up the Mitzrayim. The purpose of the makas, we're told in the pasuk, it says, "Vayodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem." Hashem says, "I'm going to bring these makas in a way that's going so that Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem." It's for emunah. It's not, and not just for Mitzrayim, but it's also for the Jewish people, to remind the Jewish people. And that's why Hashem brought specifically these makas. It wasn't just some random things that Hashem said. Hashem says, "Bezois teda, this you'll know, right? That I'm Hashem. Laman teda, so that you will know." Right? Each makkah is supposed to build this emunah for the Mitzrayim to recognize Hashem, to answer to answer Paroi's question of Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyle. Why should I listen to him? Who's Hashem that I should listen to him? So Hashem answers with the makkahs, but also for us, and that's why the makkahs are such an important part of the Seder, and we talk about the makkahs, and we have simanim for the makkahs, and we pour off wine for the makkahs, right? Because what were the makkahs doing? Hashem starts with the water, which is underneath the ground. Hashem starts with the water. Shows them I'm in control of the water. And then he shows them that I'm in control of those things that live in the water and come out of the water, like the frogs. And then it goes on to lice, right? It goes on to lice, which is on the ground, which crawls on a very low point of the, right? Lice you don't always see. They're on the ground. They're above the ground, right? We went from the water to the frogs that come out of the water to lice, which are on the ground. Then you go to the wild animals, which you can clearly see walking on the earth. Then comes along the dever, the pestilence, which kills those animals that are walking on the ground. Then you have shchin, the boils. This is, by the way, this explanation of the Makkah, very briefly, is based on Rav Moshe Wolfson's explanation. Shchin affects the people themselves and the animals. Then we get to barad. Barad's already falling from Shemayim. But barad's coming from a higher place, from Shemayim, to show that Hashem even controls there. And then you have the arba, which blocks out the entire horizon. You can't even see Shemayim, right? They came as a cloud. Choshech affects everything. You can't even see the sun and the moon. And then you have Makkas Bechiris, which goes to the core of the Egyptian spiritual buildup of that the Bechor, you know, they felt that the Pari was a god and his oldest son was the next god, and he was killed by Hashem. Hashem is demonstrating with the Makkas not just some arbitrary punishments, but a buildup of exactly how Hashem controls every single aspect of the world. And that's why we see in so many places that we always remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're always talking about every day in davening, we're constantly remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, because this is the foundation of our Amuna. And even by when the Aseres Hadibros, which is the ultimate revelation of Hashem, it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The famous question, which we've talked about here before, is why doesn't Hashem say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Barasa, that I created you? That's a bigger thing than that I took you out of Mitzrayim. But the truth is it's not, because Mitzrayim demonstrated our Amuna. That's what built our Amuna. That's what built our relationship with Hashem, and that's what we need to renew every single year. We come to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we come to Pesach, we're refreshing our relationship. There's a concept in the non-Jewish world of renewing one's vows. We're renewing our vows with Hashem. We're reinforcing our Emunah. We're reconnecting with our Emunah. We're reconnecting with our relationship with Hashem. And that's why such an important part of Seder night is V'igadta the Levincha, because part of that Emunah is to pass it on to the next generation. It's not enough for me to sit by the Seder night and to just read the story of Mitzrayim myself. I have to give it over to my children. I have to give it over to other people. That's the idea. Lamad tisaper ba'aznei bincha ven vincha, that you should tell it over to your children, to your grandchildren. Right? We want to refresh. We want to reconnect this relationship. We want to make it exciting. Right? The Seder night, we don't just tell a story. It's not bedtime. People are lying in bed. We make it exciting. We think we have methods of keeping the children awake. The afikomen. We do things we dip twice so the children will ask questions. We have the manishtana. We want to engage them. This emuna is not something that. This is not a commitment. We fell in love 3,400 years ago, and now okay, got old, it got stale. No, we have to reignite that every single year. That's why Pesach is a time for spending time with family and for getting together and for talking about things about Emunah and how Hashem saved us and the meaning of all these things. This is a month of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. And this week's Parsha, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, it starts. It was on that day. The Mishkan wasn't just a coincidence. That's when they finished construction. You know, very often you have the cutting of the ribbon ceremony, the groundbreaking ceremony. Okay, whenever the construction finishes, we'll open. No, this was designed that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the time for the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the place where Hashem rests within us. And we know, as we spoke in the last few weeks, a few weeks ago, we spoke about that the Mishkan is supposed to be a place, each and every Jew is supposed to build a Mishkan inside of themselves, so Hashem could reside within us. That happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is the month for making place for Hashem inside of us. Maybe the last 11 months we weren't so good at making place for Hashem within us. But this is HaChodesh Zelchem. This is the month for you to erect the Mishkan, right? This is that month on the first day of the month, and this whole month itself, and with the month of Pesach, to work on our Emunah, to reconnect with our Emunah, to reconnect with excitement, not to just continue to do mitzvahs on autopilot, but to reconnect with our excitement in our relationship with Hashem. That His Chadshus HaChodesh HaZelechem, it should become new, and we could put up the Mishkan. That, as Rashi says, Shehukam HaMishkan Boi Bayoim. We have to erect the Mishkan on that day, on the days of Chodesh Nisan, on the days that we erect the Mishkan. We know the first 12 days of Nisan, all of the Nisim brought their Karbanos, as delineated in Parshas Nasai. But each of us has to bring our Karbanos, has to bring our dedication of the Mishkan. Each one of the Nisim, even though it all looked like the exact same carbon, but each one did something unique. Because this month of Nisan is for each of us to find our relationship with Hashem, to renew that relationship, to recommit to that relationship, to reconnect to our amuna, to teach that and to give that excitement over to our children. So with that, I wish you, each and every one of us, should have a chodesh hazeh lochem. This month should be a month of complete renewal, Rosh Chodeshim, ahead of hischadshus, of renewal. We should renew ourselves, our amuna should become strong, and we should see, as we mentioned at the beginning, we should see this month be the month of geula, benisan nigalu, benisan asid ligoil. We should see this be the month of the ultimate geula, that all of the issues in Eretz Yisrael should go away with Mashiach Tzidkenu. We should see Tchias HaMesim, which Chazal tells will be in Chodesh Nisan. We should have a complete renewal, every individual and Klal Yisrael as a whole. I wish you a great Shabbos.